to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do? What did you do?
Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's the Dark Mark Show. It's the Thursday Night Freak Show. We have two beauties and a beast. And Josie's not even here yet. This is going to be a great show.
She's going to get you for that.
Jeremy? Jeremy's our producer. For some reason, they can't.
Hi. I can now. We're good.
Okay. They're all coming through. Okay, great. Now we can start.
Yes.
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show, the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Monday Night Freak Show. We've got quite an unusual show tonight. We've never had repeat guests. We've been doing this show since... Easy there, Doc Shock. We've had... I think I had too much coleslaw for lunch. We've had... We've been doing the show since April 1st, and we've never had a repeat guest.
Really?
Until today.
Until today. Wow. Where we have two of our favorites.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers Ruru the Clown.
Hi.
From our, we had you on with two bodybuilders.
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
It was
Jared
a lot of
Mark.
Fun. And also,
and they're really sweet guys.
Totally.
And they also are really, really buff.
Just
and short.
Cute.
And short.
And short. Yeah. I feel so bad about that.
Yeah. And we also have somebody who's not short, very statuesque and beautiful.
Thank you.
You remember her from our vampire show.
Yes.
Where she bit me.
It was so awesome.
Jenna Sharp. And sitting next to them is a first-time guest. And he's a man of few words, but he carries a big, sparkly stick. Ruru and Jenna are very familiar with him. Do you see the spark?
Yes, we are.
That is Doc Shock. If you've ever been to the Batcave in L.A., if you've ever been around some interesting fetish things, you've seen this guy. He actually does shock people. And that's why we
electric
asked you two back. That's why we asked you two back, because you see what he's doing there? That's what we're going to do to you. But Doc Shock, if you can hold on just a moment, if you can turn off your electrical devices.
Both of us were actually shocked on Saturday.
We're going to talk about that. But before we talk about that, I did want to mention that this show is being brought to you by HillarysVanity.com.
Awesome.
You two know Hillary's
yeah,
Vanity.
Yeah, her clothes is awesome.
Her clothes are awesome. And matter of fact, here's
so
here's,
much detail.
This is an example.
Oh my God.
I don't know if this is going to get caught on film, but look at that dress. I'm going to pass this around. That's the cutie patootie dress.
Oh my God.
She puts so much love into her stuff.
That is such a great dress. We love HillarysVanity.com. Even Doc Shock is giving it a thumbs up. Everybody loves Hillary's
Not just
Vanity.
The detail, but like the material, everything.
We love Hillary and Hillary's Vanity. If you go to HillarysVanity.com.
I want one.
I do.
I know.
It's red
well,
and black.
Maybe if you're good, maybe Doc Shock will buy you a Hillary's Vanity outfit.
Ooh.
But if you want to buy your own outfits, go to HillarysVanity.com. She has a number where you can get a private appointment. She has a warehouse in Chatsworth. You can go around and try everything on. Everything on. And the great thing about it, we have people of various sizes. We have Ruru's an extra small.
Yeah.
We got Jenny. You're like a medium, I would guess. So you're a tall woman, maybe large, some stuff.
I'm not custom.
That tall. I'm just
okay,
average.
So you're a medium, I would say.
5'7" is average.
So you're a medium.
Yeah,
I'm short.
Doc Shock and I are definitely extra large guys. They have clothes from extra small to 4X.
Oh, wow.
Plus size. And matter of fact, Hillary told me she's looking for plus size models, male and female. That's right, Doc. So if you are a plus size model, male or female, you want a model for Hillary, contact her at HillarysVanity.com. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. Or email us here at darkmarkshow@gmail.com. I will forward the information. But definitely, if you want, don't be afraid to be vain. Don't say vain. It's like it's a bad
We're
thing.
We're all vain.
Go to HillarysVanity.com.
So
don't I look good saying that?
Yes. So,
HillarysVanity.com. The song is about you.
I didn't know Ruru would be busting out in song this early. And by the way, if you want to, Josie Cat and Elizabeth are on their way up here. They're going to be here. But if you have a question for Josie, Elizabeth, Jenna? Ruru?
Call
or
us.
Or even Doc Shock. You can call 1-800-893-9562. Now, Doc Shock was horribly burned in a medical accident. We're going to talk about that. So he could only shake his head yes or no. But he will... Is that right? That he's shaking his head yes. So I'm going to go into all that detail. But we haven't seen Ruru in a while. So, Ruru, when was the first time you were shocked by Doc Shock?
Oh, this was a while ago. But I remember he was very nice about it. He strapped me into this electric chair. And then he had a hard time as I kept getting out of the electric chair that he bound my wrists and he bound my chest.
You're very flexible.
Yes.
And you're very tiny.
Yes.
It's hard to strap you down.
It is.
Lord knows I tried.
I kept getting out and readjusting myself. Every time he would like freak out, it was so entertaining.
So was that the night that I was with you?
Yes, you were.
Okay.
You were with me.
We're going to try to recreate all those precious moments tonight.
Well, you've been with me on multiple occasions when I've been shocked.
Yes, I have. And yes, I've been shocked myself.
I'm wondering how the two are connected.
Well, we're in public, and it's called the Medusa Lounge. And frowned upon.
You're getting ahead of ourselves. There's a club called the Bat Cave at the Medusa Lounge. It's once a month on Saturdays. And it's actually one of my favorite clubs, if not my favorite club. Yes. Everybody's friendly there. Everybody's cool there. It's always a fun time. They're not a sponsor, but why not? We'll give them a free plug.
Because DJs Shock, are amazing.
DJs play great music. There's two different rooms. There's one that plays real hardcore industrial. And then Scum Love is in the front room, and he plays more of a real mix of 80s, 90s, and metal and cheesy stuff. And it's fun. It's just always a good time. I always have. I shouldn't be smiling that much at a goth club, but I usually am. And part of it is because Doc Shock is there shocking people. Now, Jenna, when was the first time you were shocked by Doc Shock?
Actually, the first time was Saturday.
So you both have been with me the first time you've been shocked.
Apparently.
And I was the one who both said to you both, hey, I want you to get shocked.
Well, I mean, I've had electric play done before by Master Overbound, and that was a long time ago.
Right.
But when I saw that he had an actual electric chair, I'm like, I have to get in that one. Like,
well, some people are new or they're not aware of your story. Jenna Sharp is the Indiana housewife who became,
what?
Look who just walked in. Talk about Beauty and the Beast. Here they are.
Oh, fuck you, Mom.
Oh, Josie, you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
You look fabulous.
Oh, I got a hug.
Wow, the way you look made the waiting worth it.
Oh yeah, I love that necklace and the bow tie. The bow tie, the hair bow, the hair bow.
I'm so glad to have everybody back.
Josie was late. She had to pick up Elizabeth. So you guys come around. We were just discussing electroplay.
Electroplay. That sounds like fun.
Right. We were also discussing. I guess I'll have to recap everything we talked about in the last 10 minutes.
No, you don't have to. We'll jump in.
No, I was saying that we have never had a repeat guest, except for you.
Well,
and since April 1st, when the Dark Mark show started, because you were your guest, and you're like, this is so much fun. I want to do this every week. And
no, you said I was so great that you want to have me back over and over again.
I don't recall that, but then we've been there.
That's exactly how it
works. You might want to talk to Mike.
Sure.
Did you forget
you
how to do
have that?
That
recorded.
I did. I'm getting set up.
Her boobs were talking to the mic.
Yes. They have a mic of their own.
That's for sure. And Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm great. We're finally here.
We had such a great response to your show last week. Everybody's raving about it. They love it.
Fantastic.
They thought you were terrific. They loved your voice.
Thank you.
So these are three of our favorite guests. I don't know if you know Ruru the Clown.
Hi.
I think we might have been on Freak Show together.
Yes, we were. Yep. Oh, my God. Hi, how are you?
Great.
It's been a while.
And this is Jenna Sharp.
Hi, it's
Jenna
a pleasure.
Sharp.
We were just discussing. She's an Indiana housewife gone very wrong.
Very naughty.
So last time, she's also a nylon girl for the Pash Film Festival.
Yes,
so you'll see a lot of that.
And what are you wearing tonight, Jenna?
All nylon.
Of course.
Yay.
Fantastic. You know, she wears
hot.
Naughty well.
She
does.
You all wear naughty well. Oh. Especially our other guest. I don't know if you've met Doc Shock.
Youch. Okay, we'll just keep Doc Shock over there.
No,
he doesn't talk much.
So because we had all the guests back, and we're happy to have you back, you're all going to get shocked tonight on the show.
Yay.
And so is Josie.
Electrifying.
So I hope that, yeah, I hope the bling in your tooth is not set off. So you're late. Is
that? How about the metal plate in my head?
I know. I had to put the bling in my tooth. That's right. Why I was late.
Or my cold steel heart.
Is there time for a Hollywood report, or we're just going to skip it today?
Let's skip it.
We're going to skip it. Okay. So we're just talking about.
Forget those people in Hollywood.
Forget last weekend.
Okay. So
although tomorrow night is Danzig.
Tomorrow night is Danzig.
Yeah, and I got my ticket through Groupon.
Okay.
Nice.
I didn't know Danzig was doing Groupon. That's great.
Oh, wow.
How satanic of him.
Man. He's very
yeah, I was going to say, you see, think Satan, you think Danzig, you think Groupon.
One more thing I want to say with the Hollywood Report moving forward, not last weekend, but Laura Feline passed away from Feline Productions, and she did all the punk rock shows. And so there's the Poor Kids Mansion is having a big memorial for her this weekend.
On Sunday, right?
It's on Saturday, and there's going to be probably about 30 bands. All kinds of great bands.
Well, and where's that going to be at?
At the Poor Kids Mansion. You could just Google Poor Kids Radio, and you'll find it.
And I was going to say, if you were on time, I was going to mention this. If you enjoy me, if you enjoy Josie Cat on the show, and who doesn't? You're going to have your chance to see us live if you live in L.A. next Friday, September 4th?
Oh, no. You don't remember your own show?
Anyway, next Friday, I'm going to be at the CIA in North Hollywood, doing the Dark Mark Variety Show. I believe it's the 5th, but next Friday?
Monday's the 2nd.
2nd?
The 5th.
Friday the 5th.
Who knows how to count?
Friday the 5th, 9 o'clock, I'm doing the Dark Mark Variety Show at the CIA. We're going to have two bands, The Next and Whisper Gun. We're going to have the magic of Michael Vile. Ruru is very familiar with him.
Yes.
So you might know that his assistant, too, who might be there. And we're also going to.
I do know her very well.
We're going to have spoken word with award winner Scott Schultz, straight from Boston. We're going to have comedy with Tanya Estrada, who used to be in the band Ophelia Rising. Now she does stand up, as everybody does. Chad Ridgely. And we're also going to have stand up with Dave Shelton, who was on our show. Mm. You remember Dave? He was on with Danny Danger. The guy with the hat, the glasses.
The guy with the hat.
Remember Danny Danger? There's another guy.
I remember Danny. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
Okay.
And
I forgot his name.
Josie's new band, Carrera, has a show coming up.
We do, on the 17th, and Alexis Arquette is going to be hosting it for us. I was
emailing Alexis Arquette. I want to get him on the show.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk to him.
Yes.
Maybe we'll see what happens. Anyway, I don't want to go too far ahead.
Talk to her.
She prefers being referred to as
her.
Her, him, her, please.
She.
I'm sorry. I just blew Alexis Arquette being on the show. Alexis Arquette, you are one beautiful woman. If she'll come on the show, we'll see. Who knows?
If you promise, you'll probably get Alexis on the show by doing that.
That could be edited really well. I just blew Alexis Arquette.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so we have a very special show tonight.
You got Dr. Shock to make a noise.
Alexis. Listen, you got Doc Shock to laugh, and that's not easy. Let me tell you the story about
Doc
Shock.
You're the one who blew Alexis Arquette.
Not yet. Not yet, but he is a name. He's somebody, but I didn't know you knew Alexis Arquette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him once. He's When I met him, he was a him. Now he's a her. I understand. It's for confusing.
She was a he.
Whatever. Amazing creature.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is definitely a fun person. I don't know what to do with Alexis. If we have her on the show, this is going to be the whole show. You realize this. Me being confused about her sexuality.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure, that's never happened.
As I am with Josie all the time. Anyway, so we got Doc Shock here. Let me tell you the Doc Shock story. Doc Shock, and he sent me his bio and told me what happened. Doc Shock was a mild-mannered doctor.
Ooh.
Edward Vincent Gaylord. Dr. Gaylord.
Oh, good thing you changed that name.
Dr. Gaylord was in the... He was doing experiments with electroshock. And he was doing experiments. He was in the lab with his assistant. He was doing experiments with electroshock therapy. He was trying to find new, milder ways for electroshock to help with people's brains and also with people's bodies. He thought possibly electroshock could help with leukemia, cancer, diabetes. He was getting on some really good tracks as far as medicine. Of course, when you play with fire and when you play with sparks, things happen. There was a horrible, horrible lab accident.
Horrible.
It was horrible. Dr. Gaylord was burned over most of his body. He was mutilated. A lot of things happened. Mm-hmm. A lot of things I can't talk about. A lot of crispy skin. A lot of...
Poor dear.
Yeah, you know what happens when
sexy.
You know what happens when you know what happens when you cook like a frozen pizza and it cooks too much and the crust turns like black and it's all bubbly. That's kind of what happened to his skin, some of his skin. As you can see, he's patched some of it together. But he never stopped his experiments with electroshock. And as a matter of fact,
some people don't learn.
As a matter of fact, he had a lovely female assistant. And the lovely female assistant was trying to respond to the therapy, and it was supposed to be medicinal, but she got turned on.
Uh-oh.
She was getting turned on by the shock.
Oh, dear.
And so now he's given up the medical professional and the Hippocratic Oath altogether, and he goes to clubs and fetish events and the Dark Mark show and shocks people.
This is now a fetish event.
For sexual gratification.
I don't get sexually gratified.
Do you ever get
sexually
gratified?
Sexual gratification.
Let's not talk
not
about
yours.
That.
Ruru's kind of in a cold snipe. I don't want to get it too real, Ruru, but
back to Doctor Shock.
Do you get aroused anymore? We can only ask him yes or no questions, by the way, Josie and Elizabeth. Do you still get aroused? Okay, so the penis was unharmed in the accident. He's shaking his head yes. The penis. He's laughing and shaking his head yes. So, I didn't know you'd be so jovial tonight, Doc. My goodness,
it's all the girls.
By the way, please come to our show, our comedy show on September 4th. You're a good laugher, but we've got Doc Shock here. So your penis is intact. It was your face, the ass, the pectorals that was all messed up.
Who needs the rest of that stuff?
So he had to. What's so funny?
Nothing.
He had to see these things that are coming out of his head. He had to bolt them on to cover spots in his brain that were damaged in the horrible, horrible accident.
He's changing his shocker.
Well, he has different wands that he uses. And correct me if I'm wrong, Doc Shock. These did used to be used for therapeutic purposes. Yes or no? But they were stronger than what you're using, and they were banned from the medical association. Is that correct? And you
have you ever stuck that any place? You know.
It's a yes or
what
no.
About
yes,
in
or
your
no
bum?
Yes or no question. Have you ever stuck that in the vagina?
Have you ever stuck it in your bum?
Oh, okay. That's what
no.
You
mean.
He said no. Have you ever stuck that in your bum?
Yes.
Okay. There's
okay.
Different levels of electricity. Any other
questions? The other one's for amateurs.
What's that?
The small pink one is for amateurs.
The violet wand is...
What is the lowest...
This one is for girls.
Okay, so this is the lowest one. Okay.
I've played with one of those before.
Oh, really? Do tell, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, you think I'm... What, am I a rookie?
When was this?
When wasn't it? I've been doing experimentation of my own in my own laboratory for years.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but those are that's the wussy stuff. That's the smallest.
That
that's
wasn't
the
wussy stuff. That was fun. That was
no, no, no. But he has different levels. Some are higher than others.
Right. You have to work your way up.
Is that a low or a high voltage item? That's a high voltage. That's a high voltage.
I used that one on me on Saturday.
Where did he use it? Right. Which part of your body?
Just kind of like all over my arms.
Well, you know,
breast,
I think we've teased this enough, and we'll have some conversation afterwards. So I think we're going to shock everybody in the studio and some people in the control room, possibly.
Oh.
But so first I want to start.
Let's cross some
people off
the street.
There's only one that I'm refusing at this point, and it's the bum one.
No. The bum one. The one that was in his bum.
The one
that was in your bum, Doc Shock. I'm sorry. Okay. So just as a control, just for somebody that doesn't really have a high tolerance for pain, somebody that can sort of show what it is. I mean, you girls have been through the ringer. I want to start with somebody that, you know, just somebody that, you know, just a normal person that hasn't done this type of thing. So.
You actually know
Josie,
a normal
go ahead.
Person?
Me?
Josie, you're first. Go ahead.
Really?
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 Have you ever had this done before?
No.
Then you're the perfect person.
No.
Then, you switch seats
sure.
with Josie.
All of us have done it.
Oh, man.
Josie,
come
on up.
Does it hurt?
It tickles. Does it tickle, Doc Shock?
It does tickle.
Yes, it tickles.
You guys are just saying it tickles.
No,
it
tickles. Doc Shock, you will be gentle with Josie, right? As you grab your rope.
This was going to happen to the guests.
Josie?
Serious? Oh, my gosh.
Come on. You're the co-host. You're the magician's assistant. I got bit. You just get shot. Come on.
Jenna could bite me again.
Jenna didn't bite you in the first place. She bit me.
She could bite me.
Oh, okay.
No, I just swatted her really hard.
Yes, she spanks very hard.
Oh. By the way,
I loved the reaction.
By the way, Ruru's going to teach you how to do the clown paddle later on the show. So.
Oh, goody.
He has ropes.
Yes, he has to bind you to the chair. Ruru's going to help.
Okay.
Ruru's an animal. Ruru picked up a grown woman in the lobby and picked her up earlier in the show.
Wow.
Yes, she did. I took action.
Oh, she's...
Josie's being
other
bound
bungee.
In a chair right now. Ruru is pulling her really hard.
Hold on. Did that
no,
hurt?
No.
No.
Good.
Her breasts, her waist is being cinched. Her breasts are delightful today. I'm glad you showed them off.
It doesn't go all the way around.
What a surprise.
Screw you again, Mark.
It's the chair.
It's the chair.
Thank you.
It's the chair.
She's nice.
It is the chair.
It's going to be the Josie and Ruru show. You keep it up, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, I've watched the... I told you, Ruru's one of our favorite guests. Oh, jeez. Watch the hair. Watch the hair.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well.
She just got much better. This is great. No, she just... there's a little ribbon in front of the dress. And this is all on camera. Okay. All right.
Oh, no. What? She's tying my hands now.
She is tying your hands. And we want to make sure that you're strapped in.
Serious?
I'm not sure what the red lacy thing is for. Doc has the accident kind of... Oh, yeah, she's got a...
Serious?
No. We want to hear her. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't gag.
No gagging. Okay, so Josie is she strapped in?
This is like what happened to me over the weekend all over again.
This is a Josie
is
typical
weekend. Isn't it more fun?
This is like Groundhog
Josie
Day,
Josie typical
right?
weekend. See, we should have got that Hollywood Report. You shouldn't have been late, Josie. That's the thing. If you're on time, this would not have happened. I would have been that in your
place.
This
is my punishment?
Yes, okay,
there
so.
You've been
oh,
a bad
here we go.
Girl.
So Josie, Doc Shock has the wand.
Bad girl.
Is this a light wand? This is a light one.
It is.
Okay. Oh, no.
He's going to cure her of her tardiness.
Are you going to be on time, Josie? Are you going to be on time?
Yes.
You're laughing.
No. Okay.
Is that enough, Josie?
Yeah. No.
Come on. It took longer to tie her to the chair.
Come on. Do her breast. She can't feel anything there anyway.
Yeah. Don't do my... No. The arms.
Yeah. Well, we want to light those tattoos up.
No. I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay, that's enough for Josie. I didn't know silicone was so sensitive.
I don't have silicone.
Oh, saline?
It's all natural. It's all her.
Oh, no. Wait, what? Okay.
That was awesome.
Doc Shock put it. What is that? What is that?
She put something. Like? He has metal on his knee.
Right. That's part of the accident.
He has metal all over his knee. No.
Oh, look at that. So he because
I'm
he,
working up a sweat.
I'll bet you are. He's pushing the thing and it's lighting up. It's like a light, and he's lighting it up. He has the shocker in his one hand, his left hand, and he's lighting up the lighter. I don't think the camera's getting it all, but that's so great. Oh, it did. Josie, bravo, Josie.
Yay, what a good girl.
What a trooper.
Maybe she won't be late
anymore.
You're gonna be on time, aren't you, Josie? Yes, you will.
Okay.
Oh, well.
My God, she's even in pain, she makes it look cute.
Yeah, no, that's when Josie's in pain, that's when she's the most cute. Josie's adorable. We love Josie.
Spoken like a true sadist, Mark.
You know, since you're her BFF, do you want to be next to Elizabeth?
Well, I don't know. Are we working in levels? Because I can take a little more.
Yeah, so can Jenna and Ruru.
Okay.
Ruru's going to be the last because she's the assistant.
Oh, okay.
I think this might be the level. I think you might be the next level.
I'm the next level? I think
you.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Jenna, you think you're the next level?
I have no idea. I don't know what her pain tolerance
is. Let's do Jenna next.
Okay, which is the highest that you've done?
Well, they all look familiar to me.
All right, Elizabeth
Nags. Awesome answer.
This is Elizabeth Aston, if you remember her from last week. Singer, model, actress, beautiful woman. So you're going to be leaving L.A. For a while, huh? Or no? You going to stick around for a while?
She's going to be here.
I'm here to stay. I'm coming back. I've been on the road for a long time.
Yeah, I thought you were going on the road again.
Currently, I'm not. I'm not headed out.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Ooh, well.
Because we'll make sure you stay.
Make her Roo-roo. Bounce.
Ruru. And
Doc Shock, please make Elizabeth bounce. We like when she bounces.
Yeah, could you bounce a little bit, Elizabeth?
Not yet.
I love that dress.
Make me, mister.
Oh, really?
Make me bounce.
Oh, you have no idea. I'd love to make those. Oof. Doc, you think you can help me out here? Make her bounce? Yeah, he just rumbled, yes, I can. Doc Shock. This is crazy.
Wow,
how did
Jenna
that feel, Josie? Seriously, for your first
with that
time.
Outfit. It was alarming. I don't like being shocked. I can't stand when I scoot over to a light fixture and go to turn it on and I get a little shocked. It's the most annoying thing.
Some people are actually like terrified.
So when people do the static terrified. Electricity with the
yes,
carpet and stuff, you don't,
I can't
you don't
stand
like that?
It.
You don't like that?
Okay. No, it's irritating.
A lot of it's anticipation too.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember when I did it for the first time. And I will.
You're going to be a sport today, too?
We'll see. Maybe.
All right.
I was on time.
Oh,
early.
That's true. Yeah, you know, she drugged me into her naughty pool, didn't she?
Yes.
Oh, you guys went swimming before the show?
Well,
we did.
Oh, my goodness. My mind's going crazy.
Naughty pool.
So, Jenna, where do you get an all nylon outfit like that?
I got this actually in the fashion district.
Oh, Elizabeth's going to get gagged.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Elizabeth, make your best Betty Page. Oh my God, I'm being gagged first.
Ruru has the gag wrapped around her neck.
That's good. You do that good.
You get a kick, Mark. You'll get a kick out of this story since
you like to bring
up the fact that I'm from Indiana.
Right.
My experience with being shocked started at an early age when, at my grandmother's, I accidentally stood up too soon and got shocked by a pig fence. That was electrified.
Oh, really?
And I could not feel half of my body for most of the day.
Oh, wow.
And then when I was a little bit older, I didn't know that this wire was hot. And I grabbed it, and it ended up being that, like, it shocked my arm. Like, I couldn't feel my arm for quite a long time.
Did you get aroused by that? Or
there
no?
we go.
I had to have, because now it's totally
cool. You can't stop. Okay, Elizabeth's in the chair. Doc Shock. She's taking it a lot better than Josie. She's even lifting her eyebrows and smiling. Yeah.
She's in
the crevice of her breasts, the cleavage. I think this is the best show we've ever had. I think this is amazing. Elizabeth can take a lot of pain. Okay.
She can.
Now, that's just the baby one. Should we go up, Elizabeth? I think Elizabeth's going up. Yeah, she's giving a thumbs up.
Oh, she's going to take it to the limit.
She's giving a thumbs up. Okay. Okay, now that looks like a light bulb. That's like a Christmas light bulb.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh yeah, we can do that for you, Josie. You can.
No, okay. I don't want that. I don't like it.
She's laughing. Look at her giggling.
He's shocking her nipples.
She's shocking her nipples, her breasts.
Oh, I wouldn't like that either.
Her legs. And she's laughing. He's trying to find a nipple.
Oh, no, she's wearing. Are you wearing a padded bra? She has a little bit of a barrier.
Elizabeth is no fool.
I'm not wearing a... Oh, I am wearing a bra. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not.
I have to check. Bra check.
Are you wearing a bra in the room?
I don't need one.
Do we go up or what? Is it we going up?
I don't need a bra. So.
Okay, Elizabeth says we're going up. Okay.
Up, and away.
Oh, now this is a long thing. Okay, this sort of looks thing. Like... It sort of looks like a screwdriver sort of thing. Like a ratchet. Okay, I see the sparks.
Oh.
Wow. When you catch the video replay of this, folks, you're gonna go crazy.
Oh,
it tickles.
Maybe I made the wrong choice in wearing all nylon.
Look at the sparks.
You're not wearing a bra either.
No. Well, I heard that nylon, like, has a much better attraction for it.
You're trying to attract it?
I thought it would be a good show.
Well, the ratchet is seems to be working well.
But if
some reason,
Doc Shock
is attracted to that cleavage.
I don't know.
He can't stop with the cleavage. Uh-oh, now he's putting a light bulb in between the cleavage and turning it off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and she's putting the light bulb on all parts of her body, holding the thing. I want to describe this. He's holding a shocker in his hand, putting a light on her body, and on top of her head, it lit up. Apparently, Elizabeth has an idea. Apparently, she has an idea in her ample cleavage. That was great. Oh, it's just, oh, he's got a glass rod, or no, those are scissors. Like, those are like, what do they call it? The doctor things. I think I see smoke. What is that?
Oh.
Sutures or something. Are those sutures, Doc Shock? Is that what they call those? He's not even paying attention. Uh-oh. Now we've got like a party horn. Apparently the party horn is the most dangerous thing he has. Look at that. I see the little sparks going out all over her body.
No. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And she can't stop giggling. I love this.
No, I haven't.
Oh. It's party time. Woo-hoo. Now I know what I want for my birthday.
I'm too happy.
Elizabeth, that was fantastic.
Yay.
Yeah.
Look at her bouncing. I love this bounce.
You made her bounce.
We're just going to have a bouncy show with you one of these days. Mm-hmm. Oh, Elizabeth's such a great guest. And you take a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. Now you tell me.
Now I'm super nervous.
Well, we'll get to bring her on for all the torture shows.
I didn't know we were having a torture show. We might be having a feathering show later on in the month.
Oh, you mentioned that. Mm-mm.
No feathering for you?
No. I don't want feathering either. I don't want to screw up my tattoos because I have a back piece.
I know. I don't think it screws up the tattoos, but
if you're gonna put
good
a
doctor,
rod
thank
through
you.
The skin.
Oh, you did. Yes.
Everybody, that gave me
Josie,
a little...
did you thank the doctor?
Oh, thank you, doctor.
Gave me the little jolt I needed, you know.
Elizabeth, you're great.
Thank
that
you.
That was fantastic.
You had no idea.
I had no idea you took so much pain. Well, I remember
Are
Josie like tossed it off like, oh, we're having Doc Shock. You want to get shocked? Like last week, and you're like, yeah. But I didn't think it was like, I thought like it was a novel thing, but I didn't know you were experienced in electro play.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. Indeed. I'll give you my resume sometime.
Oh, yes. I want to hear that.
And who in the scene isn't?
I don't know.
Not me, apparently.
We'll find out about
anyway,
Mr.
anybody wants to, 1-800-893-9562 if you're in the scene and you're not that sensitive to pain.
All of your other guests are
Josie can't take pain.
Not
everyone's attached to pain, I guess.
Right.
Some like humiliation or discipline.
Well, somebody who definitely likes humiliation discipline. Jenna. No,
what?
You don't. No, you don't.
You're looking at me.
You like to get bit. You like to get bit. You like vampire stuff.
Yeah. I told that story on the last one about how I realized the fetish, but... Yeah.
But and you're a switch, right? If I recall correctly?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
So, but you have been shocked.
I have.
Now, she took a lot of pain. Do you think you take that much pain?
If I had a padded bra.
There's only one way to find out.
It wasn't just on the boobies, but here we go.
I'm
musical
like,
chairs.
By the way, Doc Shock.
I wore these nylons, and now I'm
You seem to like
it.
Boobies. Are you a breast man?
All men are.
That, no, he's like kind of,
Oh, do you want someone's
tush? Are you
electrocute Jenna's butt.
Are you a butt man?
Jenna has a leg.
Are you a butt man?
Electrocute
you like butts?
Ass.
No,
legs.
He likes legs? You like legs? Okay, he's a
she
leg
has
man.
Great legs,
legs
too.
And butt?
Because you kept, because with
he's
Josie and Elizabeth, you were just on that cleavage the whole time.
Bare skin.
Bare
skin. Bare does it for him.
Ah. Well, there's some bare skin on this. Jenna?
On this
outfit that you're wearing.
Yes, she's asking for trouble.
This outfit that you're wearing has a lot of bare skin.
There's some skin.
And a lot of nylon.
A lot of nylon.
Sounds like it's going to be fun.
A lot of skin.
Here we go. Tradesies.
Tradesies.
All right.
There you go. You're welcome.
So, as everybody shuffles around. This is a great show. We have Doc Shock on every week and have like get all these.
You could do a lie detector.
Hot naked chicks.
Well, we could get like President Obama in here and have him shock him.
Do a lie detector where if you think they're lying, you know.
We could do that. We could do that. Yep. I don't know. Has anybody lied to you recently, Josie?
Probably.
Yeah. But like when I said, no, you're not going to get shocked. We're just going to shock the guests.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that's why he gets his punishment last.
That means
right?
You need to get shocked.
Well, no, I'm the host. I don't get shocked. So I've got to describe the action for the people that are listening on iTunes and listening live on SkidMoStudios.com.
Oh, I think Doc Shock could reach over and give you a zap.
You know, that's the thing. You can't be a true dom until you know what it's like to be treated as a submissive.
Is that true?
It is true.
Because it's funny, because all doms I know, like, if you start playing little submissive games with them, they seem to respond.
Well, everyone who's truly a dom should have started as a submissive.
Everyone
starts as one. Most
work their way up.
You do. You have to work your way through the ranks in order to understand how to torture someone. You have to know what it's like to be tortured.
So
I say just jump in.
So Jenna's being strapped to the chair. Oddly enough, Josie, when you were in the chair, they couldn't fit around. They're having...
Oh, stop it.
Josie has quite a bit more up top than I did.
I noticed that, yes. But they seem to be... It seems to be kind of loose on Jenna, so we're trying to get that together.
Ha-ha.
I miss you, Josie.
You miss bagging on me.
No, stop it. Did I tell you my mother told me that you were too mean to me on a couple weeks ago?
Well, any mother would say that.
Yeah, so...
She goes easy on you.
Hi, Mom.
Does she? Yes, hi, Mom. So,
you need to say hi, Mom.
I don't know if Mom's gonna watch this show. She likes the show, but sometimes we go a little far. She loved the vampire show that Jenna was on. She thought it was great.
It's not a show for moms.
That's because you got hurt.
No, she. Well, yeah. So, Jenna's strapped in place.
I am.
Her lovely skin tight outfit is ready to go. A lot of skin. Oh, he's giving her a choice. Choice of implements.
Not the butt one.
Not the butt one. I didn't know Doc Shock had such a sense of humor.
Keep the ass rod to yourself.
Yes.
A-rod.
Yes, no A-rod for you. So this is kind of a medium-sized shocker, isn't that right? Or is that like kind of a...
That's probably the small one, isn't it, I think?
Is that low?
Oh, there's...
Because that's the lowest one. That's a step higher.
It's an attachment.
That's... Yes, these are all attachments. Yeah.
So
where do you find those attachments?
Yes or no? Do you find these at
Online?
Home Depot? No.
No?
Medical supply stores?
Home Depot?
Electronic
Home Depot.
Stores.
Okay, the light bulb is an actual light bulb from Home Depot.
Did you make all of this?
Attachments you can make, but you buy the light
bulb. You made the light bulb. But the device, do you find it in fetish stores?
Usually, order it from your friendly local bondage dealer.
Okay.
Elizabeth knows where to get those. Dealer. Yay!
Okay, Jenna's going to get shocked now.
Here we go.
We need metal paddles.
She's not even... She's bored. Look at her.
Oh, wow. No, that's too light.
Bring it on.
Her.
Give her the ass rod.
Here we go. No!
No ass rod. Nothing that's been in Doc Shock's ass. Okay, no, here he goes with the breath.
Oh!
She's responding, but it's not... It's tickling.
I smell smoke.
That's something I was smoking,
too. That's a nylon?
I think it's a nylon! I smell smoke.
I think we're more worried about her going home naked because it burns through.
I'm not worried about it. I'll follow
her
home.
Well, what's a couple more holes in her outfit?
Yeah, what's a few more?
So this is the homemade light bulb from Home Depot.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working very well.
Yeah, the tip's a little stronger.
Yeah, the tip's a little bent.
Okay. We're just... Here at the studio,
no one else
smells
the smoke.
People.
I smell smoke. I saw the smoke when you were doing it.
Thursday night.
Really? There was a little smoke, yeah.
Just a normal, yeah. Just a regular old Thursday.
Well,
okay, now here's the party
fire.
Favor.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
Oh.
Really?
This is like
that one is so much fun. I can feel all of my muscles twitching.
Oh yeah, we can see them all. This one works out. Doing. She's in great shape.
Something's poking through.
Oh, leave it to Ruru to notice. It's not even cold in here.
Well, she's
Something's
on the side.
I'm on the side. I'm seeing right.
Hold on.
The
I might have to check
right
out your vantage point.
You want to swap?
We need a camera zoom.
Huh?
We need a camera zoom.
It's right there.
That
one
is so much fun. I want that for Christmas.
Now, that's like a party favor. That's like like one of those horns that you blow for like happy birthday or New Year's Eve.
You're doing a lot of blowing today.
I'm not blowing anybody, but that's it. So he's holding, you're holding the the sparker in one hand.
Yeah, he's the conductor.
And now you've got the light bulb.
He is a conductor.
That one is so cute. Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Ooh, right down the cleavage.
That makes you feel festive.
It does.
Hey, Josie, ask me if I'm a breast man.
Are you a breast man, Mark?
That's my Doc Shock invitation. But yes, I am. He likes legs. I like it all, but there's a reason you're my co-host. Now he's got his finger where he has like a little finger, like, I'm not sure, a thimble.
It's so cool because, like, my muscles
he's not playing Monopoly.
Well, they look like, those look like the finger pieces for a banjo.
Right. You just got the thumbs up. You know what I'm talking. You're a musician. You know.
Yeah.
I thought it was a thimble. I thought he was playing Monopoly.
No,
I didn't know what was going on.
Playing a banjo.
Were you a banjo player, Doc? No.
No.
No, but you realized
right,
multiple pieces. Now, here's the suture.
Your muscles, are working out.
Right. This is Doc Shock's Sweating to the Sparks.
Well, I got my workout in for the day.
Nice. Exactly. So how many calories does this burn?
No.
Doc, does this...
No.
No, it's the ass rod.
It's the ass rod.
Okay, Jenna. I think he was just kidding about it being up his ass.
I don't know if he's ever...
I think it was a different one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it was a different one.
It's a different one. Has this ever been up anybody's ass?
Well... Just don't do the nipple. I will kick you.
I didn't find her feet.
No vag either. No vag.
Does that one hurt?
Yeah.
That one's a little more of a...
You're sweating.
You're working up a sweat.
I am sweating. I'm glistening at this point.
That one's a pretty good room to begin with.
I think we're all glistening at this point. Ruru's fanning herself off.
Well, yeah. I'm right here. There's so many bodies in this tiny, tiny room. It's hot. I'm wearing, a lot of layers of clothing here.
She is.
I see that. Jeez. No, we're all oof, yeah. Trust me. After Josie, Elizabeth, and Jenna.
Yeah,
I'm sweating for a different reason.
That's going to happen.
Anyway, Ruru?
What?
Is it your turn?
Oh, I have to unbind her?
Yep.
Yes. Well, let's get Jenna a hand. Yes. That was fantastic.
Yay, Jenna.
Jenna. You did great.
We're going to unbind her.
It was the pig fence, and she's a real tripper now.
So here's the thing.
What about Ruru? Well, I heard Ruru kicks really cute.
Ruru's the grand finale, but because Jenna and Elizabeth took it so well, I think people are starting to disbelieve that he is really shocking people.
Do I need to get close to the camera? You see the sweat running down my face?
I see it.
You have to shock Mark.
I see it. Hey, Nestor just walked in. Actually, I was going to do it, but you know what? I think we're running. I think it's about time for the grand finale, and you know what that is.
I don't think I need to go to the gym tonight. I'm good.
You don't need the gym anyway.
Folks, this is worth the price of admission alone. Ruru the Clown, we love Ruru the Clown, is going to be shocked by Doc Shock. And don't gag her, because that's half the fun.
Jenna, are you going to help tie her up?
Oh, do I get to?
Oh, yeah. You absolutely get to.
Sweet.
And this is we've mentioned this on the show before, Josie. When we had Ruru on last time.
Oh, we can have
Ruru's double join in. So she'll escape.
Yeah, can we
you have to tie her up really well.
Put her arms behind the chair.
Actually
she can.
Oh,
you're killing me.
So, yeah.
Ruru just did some crazy contortions.
Do it again, Ruru.
Ruru, can you do it in slow motion?
Do it slow in front of the camera. Face us. Oh, yes. Those are her real arms.
Yes.
I think I've changed my breast man thing, and I think I'm into contortion. Contortionist clowns. I think that's my type.
There you go.
Ruru.
Huh? Ruru ignored
you're
what
just
I just
his
said.
Type. I'm lucky just... you.
I'm sorry. I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Oh, that's true.
She has selective hearing. She's smart.
She's not even cracked up Doc Shock. Anyway, Ruru is getting bound. It's funny. She's getting bound, but her hand is out, which is interesting. That's very Houdini-like.
She's itching her head.
Very Houdini-like. And Doc Shock is strapping her in. Folks, trust me. This is worth the price of admission right here.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Is it too tight? No.
Do we even need to bother strapping Ruru in?
I think he's on the last one.
But no, it's fine. I can get it back in myself.
I can strap myself back in.
I got it. It's okay. Don't worry.
I can't believe we're doing this. She's going to be a good girl anyway.
Doc Shock and a contorting clown. Yeah, no, Ruru is... So we're starting out. Are we going to start out? That's pretty hardcore to start out with the ratchet, right?
Does it go up from the ass rod?
Yeah, from the ass rod.
Well, you can't really. Oh, it's okay. What are you doing?
It's gonna lock you in.
Oh.
Okay, so we're gonna start with the light bulb. Yeah. We're gonna start with the light bulb. Okay. Jenna, I think she's strapped in as much as she's gonna be.
No. Jenna's gonna get strapped too.
Hey.
Hey.
He started off right with a nipple.
Yeah, why would
I find her nipple? She's got so much.
Oh.
Get out of there, Jenna, run.
You should probably not touch me while he's doing this.
He's touching the metal.
Jenna, don't touch
him. You shouldn't do that while he's touching me. You're going to
get shocked. We should have a shock train.
Are we going to have a shock train?
A shock train.
Shock train. Shock train. Shock train. Shock train. Shock train.
All right, we're letting her go
because
we're doing a shock
thing. Okay.
She got us all excited.
No, we got it.
She wants
Ruru to be shocked.
Oh, she's going to bounce
so quick. Ruru, just sit in the chair. You're going to sit in the chair anyway. Forget about binding her in. Ruru,
I give up.
Ruru, you're going to stay in the chair, right? You're not going to go fall out of the chair. Okay.
That's all right. A naughty little okay. kid.
I love it. Okay. Ruru is getting shocked.
The under the little clown
shirt. She's taking her little clowny boots.
Her clown boots. Her little clown boots are going back and forth.
She's wearing pink clown boots and they're kicking back and forth. And that's more than you took, Josie. That seemed to affect you more than last time. Okay, oh, ass rod.
The weightless layers.
That's not quite as ticklish, is it? By the way, this clown shock is brought to you by HillaryVanity.com. Shop at Hillary's Vanity for all your stylist needs.
Where all her clothes are shocking.
All her clothes are a little shocking. They're very good.
Hold on.
I can't. I think she might have enjoyed it.
I think she had a.
I think her nipples are hard
clown
too.
Clowngasm.
Oh. I did watch her lower lip quiver.
Oh, now he's getting into like the money shot.
I think we have a moneymaker here.
All right.
Especially since she keeps escaping from the handcuffs. Uh oh, here we go. Here's the light bulb.
We're torturing a small
child. She's a grown woman. I'm
really sadistic right now laughing at this.
I get carded when I go to the movies.
Now that somebody was shocking you in line, they'd never card you then. Do you see the sparks, Josie?
I feel like the mean big sister torturing my small sibling.
Now, if I were to get shocked, and we don't have time for it tonight, but if I were to get shocked, what would you think?
I think it was fucking funny to watch the
There is always
Batman
the
Jones.
Greatest? Oh, you're the best!
Oh,
I wouldn't hug him. Don't hug him.
Ruru is the best. What do you mean don't hug him?
He could be conducting electricity through his body.
Is that sweat dripping off the front of you? What is all that wetness?
Yes, he's...
He sweats more than you, Mark. I didn't think that was possible.
That could be a danger with all that electricity.
They're
distracted.
Oh, man.
They're distracted. Go again.
Oh, she wants more.
She wants it. Not a little clown. All right, if there's time to shop her, there's time to shop Mark.
No, we've only got 5 minutes.
Doc Shock, can you come over here for a second? Just shock Mark once or twice.
Oh,
will
yes,
it reach?
Yes,
come
yes.
on.
Okay, well, I got to turn on. The camera around. Hold on. Ruru, am I in frame?
Oh, God, I'm
so
happy.
And there we go.
Oh, hold on. I got to be in frame here. Okay. Ah!
on, take it. Take it, Dr. Mark.
Can you get the lower one, please? I don't want the ass.
Do it.
I don't want the ass rod, please.
Are we saying the lower one like you want your balls done?
No, I don't want my balls done. I want the one that's lower voltage, please. I want the one that's lower voltage. Oh. I don't take pain as well as you ladies.
Or Josie.
Okay, that one's okay. That one I can deal with. And once again, he's going right for the cleavage.
Right.
Okay,
so you have plenty
of
it.
Coat on.
Oh.
See what you did? Anyway.
Yay!
Yeah, I just took a shock on air.
Way to be a good sport.
Wow. All
right. That was fun.
So, Doc Shock does that every month.
High five.
Every month at Vat Cave. If you go to Bat Cave.
Oh, right.
If you go to Bat Cave, Doc Shock does that every month at the Medusa Lounge. Is it the third Saturday of the month?
It's the fourth
Saturday of the month.
Just Google Bat Cave.
Google Bat Cave.
Bat Cave LA.
People can figure it out.
Bat Cave, they're going to get a bunch of Batman shit.
No.
It's going to be like Adam West and Burt Ward in a
Medusa Lounge,
TV show.
Bat Cave.
Bat Cave, Los Angeles. Bat Cave, Hollywood. Bat Cave. Anyway. Ruru the Clown, what do you have going on?
Oh, okay. I have stuff.
Are you okay?
No, I'm trying to remember. Oh, right. Okay, I have a YouTube. You can find me on Instagram and on YouTube. All one word, Clown Girl Ruru. Clown Girl. And then Ruru is R-O-O-R-O-O.
Right.
And then my friend Vi is having a comedy thing on September 19th.
That's her friend, Wink Wink Vi, is having a comedy thing.
Who's Wink Wink?
Vi and Ruru
are
very close.
Are you hot for Wink Wink?
We're very close.
We're very close. We're like sisters.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
You see what I mean? Very, very close.
We're very close.
Wow.
You know how like Juventus and Carrera? Mm-hmm. Vi and Ruru.
Yeah.
It's not sinking in. I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of other naughty things.
It's not a sexual thing.
It could be.
Anyway, Vi's having a comedy show. Where?
Oh, okay. It's over in Melrose. You can look it up by adding Vi Vetis on Facebook. That's V-Y space V-E-T-I-S. And then just let her know that you want to go to her comedy bit on the 19th of September. It's going to be down on Melrose. Starts at 9. I don't know what time she goes on. But yeah. She'll send you an invite.
I'm sure it depends on how many people she brings. Welcome to Comedy on LA, Vi. I'm sorry, Ruru. Anyway, Jenna, what do you got going on?
Well, as far as like the Nylon Girl stuff, we've got the Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
People can submit right now for in October.
Josie?
Absolutely. Go ahead. You can continue.
I'm just super excited about it. It's awesome.
The festival is going to be in November, and we'll give you more information on it. You could go to LA-FilmFestival.com and find out where to submit.
And Elizabeth?
Yes.
What's going on with you?
My birthday party is coming up.
Are we all invited?
Of course.
Doc Shock is invited too?
Doc Shock might possibly already be going to Noise Factory on September 14th.
Yay.
There will be all sorts of different fun to be had. We might be doing a spanking booth. I kind of feel like giving my spankings away this year instead of taking them. Because for the past two, I've let others do it to me.
And I did it to you, I think, last year.
I believe you were there. That's correct. And so doing that, and then also I have another single coming out, Are You Still Dying, Darling? It'll be out in about 2 weeks.
We're all dying.
Congratulations.
Where can we find the single?
It's going to be on iTunes, and we'll have a video shortly.
It's going to be under Elizabeth Aston?
I'm currently working under Stygian Sound with my producer.
Okay.
So it'll be on my SoundCloud for listening, and then we will start uploading for iTunes soon under my name.
And you know what? I was going to have Ruru show you how to work the clown paddle that she loaned me, not that I stole from her.
No, I have another paddle, actually, and I want to get myself a nice wooden one and a nice metal one.
But you spank them both together. You don't spank them.
Yeah, no.
Please take those back away from him. He's been abusing the privilege with those things.
And I heard that he and you got into a contest.
And who won?
Mark, I hear.
Don't start with it.
Well, because it's time for...
Spin train!
You're going to get a heel this time.
There's like less than 15 seconds left, you guys.
Anyway, we're going to have the spank Benny Hill around the table. Everybody, thanks for listening to the Dark Mark Show. Have a wonderfully creepy week.